Welcome to the Critical Communications at the Border podcast hosted on Government Technology Insider. I'm your host, Matt Langan. At the border, interoperability is the key to keeping people connected, from interagency comms to agency-to-agency connectivity. The situational awareness that is provided by these solutions enables agencies to better deliver on the mission. And today we'll explore how agencies can stay connected and what solutions are making this possible with John Larregui, who is the managing partner for public sector at Verizon. And John, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Matt, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's great to have you as well. And let's start at the top. If you don't mind, tell us about some of the challenges that agencies face at the border today.
So there are several challenges at the border. Some are geographic area, the terrain, as well as limited population, which affects infrastructure build out at the border. There are many disparate systems and tools that need to talk to each other also that create interoperability concerns. Another challenge is, how do we utilize the budgets that they currently have, these agencies, to get the best bang for their buck? So it's really multiple concerns that we are looking to try to help the government with fixing.
Okay, great. Thanks, John. Perfect segue for my next question. So what solutions are making connectivity possible? And really, what are some of the must-haves out there?
So there's a lot of different solutions that are available, but I want to talk about just a few of them. One of them being mission-critical push-to-talk. This enables agencies that have infrastructure in place for radios to be able to utilize a cell phone, which is less costly in many cases, and being able to be interoperable with those cell phones as well as those radios, especially when you're coming from different areas and multiple agencies coming together. Being able to talk to each other is extremely, extremely important. Another critical thing that CBP is doing today is they're utilizing TAC kits, which are technical awareness kits, it's a map-based suite of solutions, which incorporates the CBP suite of innovation solutions, and it addresses the threat conditions that's happening at the border today. But it runs on a smartphone, so you need that connectivity and that capability through a smartphone to be able to get that real-time situational awareness.
All right, great. Thanks, John. If you don't mind, tell us about how Verizon Frontline plays into all of this.
So Verizon Frontline is a commitment that we have made for over 30 years. It's a commitment to our public safety and first responder community. I've been at Verizon for 24 years, and I've really worked every single day working directly with these agencies to help them with their mission. So Frontline is first and foremost built on America's most reliable network, Verizon. It is built for interoperability and collaboration. It is our intelligent platform along with priority access and preemption capabilities. It is a virtual core that can scale. It is built for 5G and the possibilities of what's to come.
All right. You know, John, appreciate your time today. Lots of great stuff we covered here. For our last question, if you don't mind, let's dive a little deeper and explain how this will continue to improve mission delivery in the future, these types of solutions, if you will.
So with our commitment and Verizon Frontline, we're going to be able to improve mission delivery for our customers, not only now, but in the future. By utilizing 5G technology, they're going to get faster speeds, lower latency, visibility into things that they did not have in the past. What they're also going to have with the newer technologies, we're building our network so as the technology changes and the needs of our customers are changing, that we're changing with them. That virtual core is extremely important. We do not have to do software upgrades or hardware upgrades to be able to make changes to our network or give our customers the needed bandwidth that they need. We're going to be able to do that real time for the customers now, as well as in the future.
Oh, that's perfect. What a great way to end this podcast. And this concludes the Critical Communications at the Border podcast interview hosted on Government Technology Insider, where John Larregui, who is the managing partner for public sector at Verizon, discussed a wide range of connectivity solutions and opportunities for better delivering on the mission at our borders. And John, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Matt.